flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Back here on WWL Sports Talk, talking some LSU football, and we do that. We go to one of our favorites, Zach Nagy, publisher of LSU Tigers SI, and also covering LSU football, recruiting, basketball, baseball, you name it. Zach, thanks so much for the time, and how did you make out through the storm there?
Yeah, man, I appreciate you guys for having me on, as always, and did well, man. A lot of snow, obviously uncharacteristic, but was super fun getting out there, having some friends over there, and really just having a good time. It was nice.
Zach, LSU came to terms with a new special teams coach. It was not the guy that I'd been told by a few people it would be. So I'll get your comments on their new special teams coach. And also, there's always a connection when you hire somebody, a connect the dots. Tell me about the connect the dots here with Amon, because I know he was at Grambling before, but this wasn't the guy that numerous people had told me they thought it would be someone different. So your thoughts on the new special teams coach?
Yeah, I think it's an exceptional hire. He has some stints at other schools like Penn State, Baylor, Texas Southern. Obviously, 2024, his most previous stop was with Grambling State. And he's had success at the multiple locations that he's been at. So it's an intriguing hire, one with upside for sure. I'm intrigued to also see the role that they kind of solidify for him. Will it be in a full-time analyst role, or will he be really, really working as that special teams coordinator? So intrigued to see what the overall role is for him. But nonetheless, this is a hire that you had to go out and make with Bob Diaco leaving for Bill Belichick's staff on North Carolina. So we saw Diaco take a hands-on approach as a senior defensive analyst, right, with LSU over the last 2 years. You go out now. You go get a new hire, one that has significant experience as a special teams guru. So going out and getting him is a big-time addition. Ryan Kelly's got some holes to fill on this staff, certainly, mainly that support staff unit. But nonetheless, he went out, got a new hire, and it's one that has a lot of upside. So I'm intrigued to see what the overall title is going to be once they officially put him on staff. But nonetheless, it's a done deal, and we'll see what happens down the stretch.
Zach, one of the things this year, and I know we talked about it before the season, there was nothing special about LSU's special teams. Well, this year, we did see the return game. You know, it got brought back. Aaron Anderson, certainly Thomas, Zaven Thomas made a big impact in the return game. And so that's something to build upon. And also having Ramos come back. We hadn't had a chance to talk to you about that. His decision to come back to play another season at LSU. And when I first saw him kick, I was like, man, there's no way this guy's going to kick regular in college football. I just thought he was another leg being kind of brought in. He's turned into a pretty solid kicker in the Southeast Conference. There was some faux pas in a couple games with the snap, hold, just kind of the timing of everything. But overall, Zach, got to be honest, of every player on this team, you got to be surprised that he has turned out to be a pretty doggone good kicker for the Tigers and in the SEC.
Yeah, Mike, you're spot on. And I know the kicking game and being a kicker isn't necessarily that flashy position, but nonetheless, to get him to come back is a big-time addition for this team. He's a consistent piece. I'm glad you alluded to the fact that there were some snapping issues and some holding issues throughout the year that might have messed up his percentage to a certain degree, but getting Ramos back is a big-time addition for this team. So another piece, you got Garrett Nussmeier coming back, Harold Perkins, Aaron Anderson, and then you got to throw Damian Ramos in the mix too, man. He's a player that's been consistent, and he's a guy that's been clutch when you need it. So to get him back in the mix is fantastic. And you look at the overall special teams unit moving into 2025, and you got a lot of key returners, but you also got an addition in Grant Chadwick at the punter position. There's some nice things trending for this team on special teams, and it's been a spot that's kind of been a thorn in Brian Kelly's side during his tenure with LSU so far. So we'll see if 2025 can be the year where he gets it clicking. 2024 was solid with Aaron Anderson and Xavion Thomas in the return game. Let's see if they can carry that momentum into 2025 and really get things going in the right direction even more. You got a nice foundation. Time to build off of it.
I remember Jarvis Landry telling me this. He said, man, he said, Coach, I'll be honest with you. When I got to LSU, my thing was I knew I wasn't going to start right away. So I had to make an impact somewhere. And I did it on special teams. And he said it was part of the tradition at LSU back then that you kind of made your hay a little bit on special teams. And I remember that first year with Jarvis. He'd run downfield. A lot of people didn't know. He was a starting middle linebacker at Lutcher High School. Man, he'd run down there like he had a baseball bat in his hand. And he was swinging. He was knocking guys left and right with it. And I think that part of special teams and that tradition of this is how you make your initial mark has to be brought back. Because you think about when you first probably saw Tyrann Mathieu and a Jarvis Landry and an Odell Beckham. It wasn't actually as a starting receiver or a defensive back. It was on special teams. Devin White, the exact same way. So I think that's something Brian Kelly and his staff have to sell, especially to the incoming freshmen, that, hey, if you want to get on the field, this is your opportunity to do so and do it first on special teams.
Absolutely, and I think that's another fantastic point. And for me, the guy that I'm going to look at who carved out a role on special teams as a true freshman and kind of propelled that into a bigger spot on defense is true freshman linebacker Devon Keyes. We saw him do that early throughout the season, made an impact on special teams, started off there, obviously started slow, but then built the momentum there and became a pivotal piece in that spot. And then he carried that into the linebacker role once West Weeks went out with that lower body injury. So you got to make your bread and butter somewhere. And if that's where it's going to be on special teams to start, you can kind of catapult that into another spot where you take on a bigger role. It's what Devon Keyes did this year in 2024. Obviously, like you alluded to, some of the greats have done that as well. But that's where you got to get your feet wet first and then start to carry that into other spots. We saw Devon Keyes do that. I'm excited to see you can do that in 2025 as well with the kind of deep arsenal that you have in that area.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Zach, one last question for you would be upon adding another offensive tackle via the transfer portal. And it may come in the second transfer portal season with them, but it would seem to me that that's a one area. I think maybe if you could get yourself a safety, that would help also. But offensive tackle, because of what's happened, you're losing four of your five starting offensive linemen, and tackles aren't easy to find. And they're the edge pressure of people that control that. We don't know exactly where Josh Thompson will play, even though he has played right guard and right tackle and started at both spots at Northwestern. To me, bringing in another potential starter at tackle would seem to be the main area of concern for LSU as you enter 2025.
Yeah, once again, absolutely spot on. And if there's one thing that you've taught me and we've talked a lot about, it's that your second team offensive line has to be just as good as your first. Somebody's going to go down eventually, and your reinforcements have to be just as good as well. So When it comes to the transfer portal, obviously you'd love to see another safety come in the mix. That'd be fantastic. But that one key need for me right now is that offensive tackle spot. You got Tyree Adams on the left side at the left tackle, but that right tackle spot's up in the air right now. Could it be Weston Davis? Sure. But would you like to go and get an experienced piece right there to protect Garrett Nussmeier and allow the running game to develop even more? That's the main key right there. So I'd love to see them go out and get another offensive tackle, add some more depth in the trenches. Will it be during the second window? More than likely. It appears like they're done right now during this winter window. The second window is going to give you an opportunity to evaluate your roster, see the rotation that you have, see if you feel comfortable with a guy like Weston Davis or maybe another newcomer as well. So you got options to work with. Would love to see another newcomer come in the mix. But like you always say, you got to have a nice second-team offensive line in order to get deep into the season, because someone's going to go down eventually, whether you want to speak it into existence or not. But it's going to happen, so you got to have some reinforcements kind of in your toolbox just in case.
Zach, definitely always appreciate your time. What can folks find out? What's the latest you got posted on LSU Tigers on SI right now?
Yeah, we're entering that kind of crossover season, right? You got gymnastics in the mix, women's basketball, men's basketball, transfer portal, baseball right around the corner as well. We have media day tomorrow for baseball. So busy time. Always, if you want to follow me on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, that's at @ZNagy20. The SI page is at LSU Tigers SI. Posting a bunch of stuff there every single day. And if you're not on social media, punch in your latest search, your Google engine, whether it's LSU Tigers SI, LSU Sports Illustrated, whatever you want, you'll find anything you need, purple and gold related.
Always awesome stuff.
Hey, Zach, one more thing. When you see Coach Johnson, yes, tell him to continue to win deep in the summer. Man, me and Steve and Charlie, we would appreciate it.
We're huge fans of Coach Jay Johnson.
Summer to have LSU baseball continue to roll us.
Hey, man, you and me both. That keeps me busy, keeps us busy during that quote-unquote offseason. I'd love to see him keep winning, and then keep winning in the transfer portal too. Keeps me busy, keeps us all busy. So I'll make sure to poke that in his ear before I leave.
You the man, Zach. Thanks for the time tonight.
Thank you, fellas. You have a good one.
Zach Nagy, the publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated, joining us there. Follow him on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, like he said, @ZNAGY20.